is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And hopefully you have that, a day of salvation.
Amen.
You have that day. That day nailed down. Amen. In your heart, in your life. In January 11th, 1976, when I got saved. And that's my day of salvation. Amen. And 17 years old, senior in high school. And I was the quarterback on the football team. I was the center on the basketball team. And I was on the wrestling team. I was on the baseball team. And I just love sports. Amen. But God got a hold of my heart. Amen. Saved my wicked soul. And so I'll never forget that day when He touched me. Amen. And because of my hard Irish head, I don't really think it was a touch, more so as a punch. Amen. He punched me and made me whole. Amen. But praise the Lord for that. But I'm excited about you being here tonight. Revival. A revival meeting Saturday night. Amen. And praise the Lord for Christians coming to church on Saturday night.
Amen.
Come to church on Saturday night. What else are we going to do as Christians? Amen?
Amen.
If there's a church service, we ought to determine to get there. And I remember my daddy, he always wanted to get me under the preaching of the Word of God. He'd take me all over Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Here preaching. Amen. Amen. And so I appreciate every one of you coming out tonight and then tomorrow. And so God can send revival in an hour if He wants to. He can send revival in an hour. Amen? And so we need to be ready and receive it. And that's what it's all about. And we plan these things and we ask God to meet with us and all of that. But sometimes I think God doesn't meet with us because we're just not ready. We've got to be ready for it. Amen? And ready for that thing that God wants us to experience in our life. And so we determined to do that by being faithful to the house of God. All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles, and then chapter number 7. And I'll read a few verses of Scripture here in this passage and bring out a couple of thoughts here in the book of 2 Chronicles and chapter 7. And I'm going to begin reading there in verse number 12. 2 Chronicles and chapter number 7. And then notice what the Bible declares there in verse number 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer, and I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. That ought to be our prayer. Amen. For God to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a shower of revival upon our hearts and upon our souls. We need to pray that God will open up some hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Open up some lives. Open up some churches. And the Lord said, if I shut up heaven, just like He shut the door when people refused to get into the ark. You remember,
yes.
Noah and his family got into the ark when nobody else decided to get in. What did he do? Shut the door. Shut the door. We didn't pray that God hadn't shut the door on America. We didn't pray that God hadn't shut the door on Puerto Rico. We didn't pray that God hadn't shut the door on our churches. Amen. He said, but if I shut up heaven, amen, that there be no rain. We need to pray and ask God to open it up. Open up our hearts. Open up our minds. Open up our souls. Open up that place that we've shut.
Amen.
Just like Hannah when she prayed for God. God had shut up her womb. God will determine whether or not we're going to have revival. Amen.
Yes.
And oh, listen, we need to ask God, Lord, we want to experience, we want to have that time for revival power in our life. She prayed and poured her heart out. She continued to pray. And the Bible said, God opened up a womb. Amen. Gave her a man child. That's what God wants to do. Open up the windows of heaven if we're willing to open up our heart. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. If any man will open. Are you willing to open some things up? You willing to open up that door that you've shut on God? You got to open that heart. Open that. If I stand at the door, if any man hear my voice, you know they never open the door. Who's with me? Why didn't they open the door? Maybe because they didn't, not that they didn't hear his voice, they didn't recognize his voice. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. They give unto them eternal life. And so perhaps that church didn't even recognize a voice. They didn't know who it was. Full of unsaved people. Oh, listen to me, neighbor. We need to pray for strength to allow God to open that thing up that we've shut.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
To have revival.
Amen.
And that's where it starts. When we're willing to do that. Or if I command the locust, and there's a locust dividing the land today, immorality.
Yes.
Wickedness. Who's with me?
Yeah,
idolatry.
Yeah.
Humanism.
Yeah.
Compromise. Devouring the land. And the pestilence among my people. Apathy. Lethargic. Lukewarm. Cold. Indifferent. We need revival. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open. Amen. Now God's open to it, isn't he? God's open. Are we open? Are we open to do whatever it takes for God to give revival? Amen. Sometimes we just say, well, I'll go so far. And that's it. Are you with me? Oh, the Bible says there that his eyes are open, his ears are attend, and they're open to the prayer that is made in this place. He's excited. He's enthusiastic. God wants to do something in our life. But are we willing to accept it, receive it? Are we willing to make the sacrifice? Are you with me? Say amen. And the Bible says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and that my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. That word means constant. That word means continue. That word means without end. That's the type of revival God wants you to have in your life. A constant, continual, perpetual, without end type of revival. Not this in and out, on and off, up and down, or whatever I feel like it. As long as it's not going to cost me much time or much money, I might consider it. That's not the attitude and the spirit that God's going to bless. That's not the type of spirit that will cause us to have revival in our hearts. It has to be perpetual. We're going to reach a nation with the gospel message. We've got to have a perpetual revival in our life. Amen. A continual, constant flow of the supernatural power of God in your life that God can use to make a difference. That's a perpetual revival. And so we find in this passage of Scripture how eager, how enthusiastic God is for us to have this type of experience in our life. The only hope for dying world is a revived church. Amen. It's a revived church that's going to carry out the Great Commission.
That's right.
It's not a lukewarm, lethargic church that's just comfortable with their shallow, superficial, lukewarm type of Christianity. That's not going to get the job. It's the revived church. Oh, listen. I want to preach a message just simply entitled Revival for Survival. If we are going to survive this onslaught of wickedness. And you know there's wickedness out there. You know there's all sorts of ungodliness that's out there today. Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Neighbor, I've been preaching revival since 1986. That's almost 28 years. I'm not very good at math, but maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. It sounds good, 28. But I've been in some churches. I've seen a Satan that has been allowed to get in and cause all sorts of discouragement. And he's devouring true biblical Christianity, not because that's the will of God, but because God's people refuse to have the time for revival God wants us to experience in our life. In the revival, we're going to survive this attack. And mark it down, the devil is in the attack mode. He's doing everything he can to try to hinder revival. He's doing everything he can to try to break up your family. He's doing everything he can to try to get your children away. The Bible says he's like a lion. You ever watch the Discover program where they show those pride of lions sneaking up on those herd of wildebeest or